Ryan Steinkamp, the head football coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Knights coming into this one undefeated on the season tonight on the road at West Monona, who's looking for their first win of the year. And Coach, I got to ask you, I think everybody anticipated this team would have a chance to be pretty special this year. Right now, you guys sitting 4-0, ranked in class, a 1A, top team in the district, along with Underwood right now, Trainer kind of in that hunt as well. But anything surprise you about how this team has played so far through the first 4 weeks?
No, the best thing has been, I knew we had potential, should be good. I mean, the kids have done a great job, player leadership, I'll make them play throughout the year too. And, definitely facing some adversity in our non-district games and, playing good opponents has, prepared us. And, just really overall proud of the coaches and players for, buckling down, staying focused, making adjustments when needed, and playing selfless football.
This was one of those odd weeks. We had a hot spell kind of towards the beginning to the middle of the week where we had, Tuesday was up to the upper 90s, maybe up around 95, 97 degrees or so. How did that impact you guys practice-wise? Now all of a sudden it's cooler. Does that impact how you guys do anything during the week?
A little bit. Yesterday, usually Tuesdays are our big work day. We go a little bit longer, a little bit harder, but, we kind of judge it by the temperature. Some guys already can tell they're struggling with the heat a little bit too. So player safety is always number one. So, we kind of just shortened, about each segment of practice, we kind of just shortened it down a couple minutes. And we got out there a little bit earlier, but, I kind of just let the guys know, if we're clean and crisp, we'll keep moving on. And, a few things we got to go back and adjust. But overall, the kids did a great job of it. And, they're focused and I'm ready to go.
So what is the things that you guys are focusing on about your stealths still that you're working on here midway through the season?
A little bit is our run fits. Last week against Maple Valley, we gave up a few too many yards from just guys not fitting it correctly or as aggressive as we'd like. So that's just one thing keyed down on it because, when it comes down to it, in the run defense, there's only so many plays you can do with guards pulling and plays like that too. So I think we get our eyes in the backfield a little too much. A little just focusing on our key reads and, and how to fit those several different run plays.
Yeah, you guys have been getting a lot of tackles in the backfield this year for losses, about 30 of them through the first 4 weeks of the season. What do you attribute that to?
A lot of it goes to our D-line, being aggressive. Some of our stunts that we do, Coach Stevens has done a great job with those D-linemen. So I think a lot of it is just, getting them to play aggressive where we have some speed in the secondary where, if we happen to mess up, we realize that, knowing where your help is and, when you can take chances and stuff like that.
What do you guys got to do to contain a West Monona offense that has been able to be a little bit balanced this year and has had some success here offensively this season?
It's all about, containing them. Our D-line's got to play great, getting our hands off, being physical. They run a couple plays. They run really, really well, watching their films out this year. They get yards in it. Some of those plays get 8-10 yards consistently, where we just got to make sure that we understand what they're trying to do. Don't get caught. They do a lot of motion in the backfield. Make sure our D-line and linebackers don't get their eyes in the backfield. Just focus on their keys. And that's the thing. That's just football 101. We were really hammering on this week.
They have been a little turnover prone, especially in the pass game. And you guys have been good at taking the football away. How do you maybe force some of those turnovers tonight in the pass game?
I don't know, such as the D-line, getting in there, really think down and distance, passing situations, being aggressive there. And then secondary, keep those guys, got a lot of trust in those guys, got a handful of guys that can play back there and just making them be aggressive too, and that ball's in the air that you have every right to and stuff too. So, they understand that, been a great job of it too. And, I know our DBs love when they see a pass because they know that, they spend a lot of time watching film and being students of the game. So, just a lot of trust in them and, excited to see them go out there. Hope they make some plays this Friday night.
They tend to have kind of a three-headed rushing attack with Parker Zima leading them with 44 carries, and then you got Grant Russell at 30 and Johnny Fester at 38. Different types of running backs that they use, or are these guys pretty similar to each other?
The Zima kid's definitely a hard runner. He keeps those feet turning. There's plenty of times where it'd be a 1 or 2 yard gain. He'll sneak out there for 4 or 5 yards too. So we gotta make sure we're finding the ball and wrapping up and getting guys in there. And then once he is wrapped up, if we have a chance to strip the ball out, go for it. But make sure he's not getting those extra yards, so those start to add up on the downs and stuff too. And the Fester kid's a very good running back, bigger kid. He's also a very good receiver, the leading receiver too. So You know, our linebackers and safeties got to know where he's at too. They love to sneak him out and use him in the screen game. You know, they do a good job of keeping on your toes. They run the screens a lot and do a great job of it.
Coach, you guys averaging about 7.5 yards per carry yourself in the running game. What has jumped out to you about your rushing attack this season?
I think, you know, it all starts with the O-line too. I always tell our guys, you know, the first 2-3 yards is all the O-line firing off too. And then, you know, we got, you know, several backs and a quarterback that can all run. So, and then just them, you know, being athletes, you know, out there having fun, you know, we have the run play. If they go get the 3 or 4 yards, that the line will get you up. And after that, it's kind of just working hard, turning those feet, having good vision. And then the receivers have improved each game blocking downfield as well.
What do you anticipate West Monona trying to do defensively to slow down this rushing attack?
Oh, yeah, I anticipate some pressure. They run a 3-front, kind of a 3-4, 3-3-5. So probably they do different stunts and blitzes. You know, they try to contain you. So we have to definitely stay on our blocks as well to make sure we can get those, you know, 2-3 yards to start each play.
Your passing attack has been fun to watch this year, Coach. DJ Vanami having an outstanding year right now. Not having to throw the ball a whole lot. You guys threw it just a little over 10 times per game, not quite 11, but actually just over 11 times a game, but he's completing about 65% of his passes. The thing that jumps off the board to me is you got about 10, 12 different receivers that have caught the ball so far this year. Talk about the development of this passing game and how you guys are able to get so many guys involved in it.
I mean, a lot of it is taking what the defense gives us. You know, we worked on that, hitting those short, quick games a little bit, and then, you know, some of our shot plays, just letting the kids be kids, go out there, have fun with it. I mean, they do that kind of stuff in practice, and I got to give a big shout-out to our scout team. You know, some of those guys that are receivers and stuff, too, are playing scout team, making us a lot better. You know, they're completing passes down the field on us all the time, which defense is right there, but they're making plays, too. So I think the biggest thing is that there's a confidence in that group. About, you know, any game, it could be any number of guys too. So, you know, we like to rotate guys, keep them fresh. You know, a lot of those guys play defense too. So, you know, they're all ready when the name is called. You know, and who's in, it really doesn't dictate what the play call is, because you know a lot of those guys can go out there and make plays.
Coach, special teams has been good for you guys this year. What jumps off the board for you about how Tommy Fitzsimmons is kicking and Christopher Moore is punting right now, and even the return guys? What's been good about special teams for you guys?
You know, we definitely put a bigger focus on in practice, you know, practice this year too. We try to get about each of them in 2 or 3 times a week. That's where, you know, the game is, you know, it's the hidden yardage. It's, you know, good special teams a lot of times are unnoticed, where ours are starting to be noticed because the guys are doing a great job. You know, the kickoff team, those guys are fired up. They're excited to be on there. We have guys wanting to get on kickoff and stuff too. And Tommy just keeps getting stronger each game, which is great. It's great to see because it takes stress off of other aspects. But, you know, just they've been consistent, and they've been focused on there too. They know that they take pride in it. That's, I think, special teams is all about having pride in it. And really, when we run the field, this play matters, the most important play. And those guys have been really locked in on that.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck. I know Nick will look forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show following the game, and I'll catch up with you Saturday morning as well for the MC Country Cafe Coaching Show. So best of luck, and thanks for joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp again with the Kemper Knights. Again, they're on the road here on Kick 106.7 at West Monona. We'll have more of the Mackey Motors pregame. Nick Brinks, Doug Waniger, they've got the call. That's coming up for you next year on Kick 106.7.